Growing up, I've never really been what you'd call a flexible person. And I remember when I was around 10, I desperately wanted to do ballet. And yes, that was a mistake. Since I was the tallest person in the class, kind of overweight and not coordinated, graceful, nor flexible in the least. Even now, I think I like ferals because you don't have to be graceful to hit or kick a bag. Nor do you need to be very flexible unless they notice that you can't kick the bag very high. Also now, with the lovely fact that we all get a little older and some more aches and pains come in, and with slight arthritis in my back, my physical therapist is on me to stretch, that we need to stretch and be flexible. And I know that even after I do a run or work out, I work on stretching because I realize it helps me in the rest of my life if I keep limber. Though stretching can be painful at times, can it? Especially if your muscles are sore from overuse, or if they're maybe not sore because there's underuse. That goal of actually touching the toes can sometimes seem insurmountable. And yet I find that the more consistent I am with stretching, the more flexible I become, and that which seemed impossible now is possible. Physical therapist states the following and says that as a society, unfortunately, most of us spend all day sitting, not using our bodies very much. And it causes the muscles to shorten for a buildup of what he calls fuzz between our tissues. And the range of motion decreases. He says the stresses of life also can produce muscle tension, especially in the neck and shoulder area. Of course, I'm sure none of you can ever relate with that. We may even carry a heavy purse for those of us that have to have everything we need in arm's reach. We often sit with legs crossed or arms crossed, which creates imbalance. And also as we age, we have tightness and fuzz buildup that reduces our ability to move as freely as we would like to. His idea is that if we take time each day to stretch, to work on flexibility, we can alleviate many of the symptoms that we kind of take for granted, unfortunately. If we take our joints through a full range of motion, we have better blood flow to the joints and muscles. It brings better nutrients to those muscles, and it doesn't produce such a bad waste buildup. Our minds then can become more relaxed. We reduce stress and alleviate some of the associated tension. It helps reduce blood pressure. We can stand tall with better posture. The body soreness and lower back pain can be alleviated, and we can also help prevent injuries all by just taking time to stretch ourselves a little bit beyond what might be comfortable. Well, I think not only in our physical bodies do we need to work on getting limber and stretching, I think spiritually it's just as important as well. In our readings this morning, we see that. We see God stretching a lot of people beyond their comfort zones. And yet, what do we find? When they let him stretch them, they're able to do things that they thought at first they weren't capable of. We see as a result, when these individuals are willing to allow God to be the one stretching them, the results are beyond imagining. They're able to do things and touch areas that they never thought was possible before they were stretched. We look at Saul, who most of us know as Paul, that wrote the majority of the New Testament letters. We first meet him in Acts, standing in judgment and approving the murder of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. And he approved it because in Saul's mind, he knew what God desired. And he knew he was going to make sure everyone else knew that as well. He was going to get rid of those bad apples, those misguided, dangerous people of the way following the teachings of that itinerant preacher, Jesus. And he had the blessing of the higher religious authorities to do so. Because Saul was going to protect the faith. He was not going to allow this unorthodox and dangerous teaching to destroy what he knew was truth. To say that he was stiff and inflexible on his idea of who God is and what God desired would be an understatement. And so we see this morning in our reading that Saul truly has a coming to Jesus moment, doesn't he? And we see the stretching begin. The one in control now has to rely on others to reach his destination. But the amazing thing is, he's willing to allow them to do that. Because we're told that for 3 days he fasts and prays, and then is even willing to allow one of those whom he had villainized and hated to actually touch him and heal him. He's willing to allow God to meet him right where he is, to stretch him beyond what he thought he could do. He allows himself to be taught by those he had just a few days ago believed were beneath him and were his enemies. Saul's become pretty flexible, hasn't he? You know, we have to recognize that it wasn't just Saul or Paul meeting Jesus and then boom, he's off preaching the gospel. No, the stretching for him to become the evangelist Paul that we know was done in community and over time. Then we have Ananias. Now, in my mind, Ananias is an amazing man. I mean, my estimation, you know, someone willing to allow God to stretch him beyond his human understanding of logic and safety. What I do love about Ananias is that he explains to God, you know, wait, in case you weren't sure, God, remember who this Saul person is? As if God didn't know. I mean, in fact, one scholar compares Ananias' mission to that of a Jewish rabbi making a house call on Adolf Hitler in 1930s Germany. That's the danger Ananias truly was in. I mean, it would make no logical sense for anyone to put themselves in that kind of danger, unless, of course, God had called them to do it. See, it's because most of us, I think, operate under the idiom, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. All right? Most of us believe that people don't change. Except when they do. Barbara Brown Taylor comments the following. She says, a consistent theme in the Bible is that when God is the agent of change, all things are possible. This story is a helpful reminder that conversion is not primarily about us, but about God. There is no one religious experience that fits all. I mean, I think if we all discussed and talked about how we first came to know God as real, that where God had stretched us, it would be different for each one. Because God meets us where we need to be met. See, what happened to Saul on the Damascus Road was dramatic and had a significant impact on the church. Our task is to remain open to what God is doing in and around us. Even when we feel uneasy, like Ananias, we can remember that he nevertheless did what God asked. Even look at the disciples from the gospel reading. I mean, they were being stretched as well. If you know anything about net fishing, throwing the net on the other side of the boat is not really going to accomplish anything because you're only fishing about 3 feet from where you just were. It would have been a futile attempt. And then it would have been even harder because fishing nets would normally have been cast off the left side of the boat so they could be hauled in more easily by the culturally stronger arm, the right arm. And so if you cast to the left, they would have to be hauled in a countercultural way. Because they would have to work counter to their cultural evil physical norms to haul the catch in. I think it's why it just says the boat dragged the net to shore. Because they probably weren't physically able to pull them in with their left arm. And yet, look what happened when they were willing to do what others would have said was foolish or waste of time. When they allowed God to stretch them in ways that they were not comfortable with, which was counter to the way that they were used to doing things, they hauled in a catch beyond their imagination. So where is God stretching you? Where is he stretching me? Where is he stretching this community? And are we willing to allow him? To allow him to stretch us beyond where we're comfortable? Because if we're not, then we shouldn't expect him to actually work. I mean, if we're not willing to try to be more flexible, we shouldn't be surprised when nothing changes or grows. But if we are, well, we might be called to do something that might seem dangerous or illogical. We might be stretched to do something countercultural or even beyond where we think any good could possibly come of it. But if we're willing to be stretched, we also need to see what amazing things God could do in and through us. See, as a congregation, we often do things because that's the way St. Luke's has always done it. And we're no different than most congregations. And on the other hand, we often don't do things because that's not something we do here. It's actually part of the reason I brought Faith Sound here last week, because I think that stretched many of you. It's not what you're used to. It's not what you're comfortable with. But does that mean it shouldn't be done? See, I pray that God would meet each one of us. You know, I would say as a vision like Ananias, I would pray for that. That we might know what he desires for us. For us individually, but as a community. And that we would have the strength, the conviction, but more likely the willingness to allow ourselves to be stretched outside of our comfort zones. To allow God to stretch us in ways that we will be amazed at what he will do in and through us. Amen.